This is VOA News. I'm Joe Ramsey. Overnight Israeli airstrikes in central Gaza killed at least 18 people, including children, a day after 33 were killed at a United Nations-run school sheltering displaced Palestinian families, health officials said on Friday. Strikes hit refugee camps and towns, they said. Four children and one woman were among those killed, as well as the mayor of a refugee camp, according to hospital records. Israel's army said on Friday it was continuing operations in parts of central Gaza. Yemen's Houthis appear to be instigating a crackdown, authorities said on Friday. AP correspondent Charles de Ledesma reports.
At least nine Yemeni employees of UN agencies have been detained by Houthi rebels under unclear circumstances. That's according to regional officials who spoke to the AP on condition of anonymity, as they aren't authorized to brief journalists. A human rights group says people working for aid groups are also likely to have been detained. The detentions come as the Houthis have been targeting shipping throughout the Red Sea corridor over the Israel-Hamas war. The group's been cracking down on dissent, though it's unclear what sparked the detentions. I'm Charles de Ledesma.
Hamas is a U.S.-designated terrorist group. Ukrainian President Volodymyr Zelensky called for European and international unity against Russia during his address to the National Assembly of France on Friday. In a 20-minute speech Friday at the lower house of the French parliament, Zelensky drew a parallel between the sacrifices made during World War II and his country's current fight. This is VOA News. U.S. President Joe Biden will meet with Ukrainian President Volodymyr Zelensky in Paris on Friday as Kyiv's army endures its hardest days of fighting since the early weeks of the Russian invasion and prepares for what officials say could be a tough summer ahead. The United States is Kyiv's biggest supplier of wartime support as Ukraine tries to fend off an intense Russian offensive in eastern areas of the country. Biden and Zelensky attended the 80th anniversary events of D-Day in Normandy in northern France on Thursday. A trial started on Thursday in Russia for a detained American soldier, AP correspondent Donna Warder reports.
34-year-old Staff Sergeant Gordon Black faces up to 5 years in prison if he's convicted of stealing. Black traveled to the Russian port city of Vladivostok to visit his girlfriend, and he was arrested after she accused Black of stealing from her. Black's arrest further complicates U.S. relations with Russia, which is holding a number of Americans in its jails. The U.S. Army said last month that Black had not asked for clearance for international travel and was not given permission by the Defense Department. Black was on leave and in the process of returning to his home base in Texas from South Korea, where he had been stationed at Camp Humphreys. I'm Donna Water.
Fires in a Brazilian wetlands have surged nearly tenfold so far this year to the highest level since 2020, when the biome suffered its worst blazes on record, Reuters correspondent Saikir Jasny reports.
Weak rains since late last year have disrupted seasonal flooding, making the region more vulnerable to fires. And in the Pantanal, the world's largest tropical wetland, the terrain makes those fires difficult to fight, according to Marcio Yule from Brazil's Environment Ministry.
It's an area that's difficult to access with subterranean fires as well. These peat fires make combating them even harder.
The latest surge in fires follows unusual blazes in late 2023, when El Niño delayed the rainy season. In November, more than 4,000 fires were recorded, compared to the historical average of 584. On Wednesday, Brazil signed a pact with Pantanal and Amazon governors to fight the wildfires.
Reuters correspondent Saikir Jasny. The Paris Olympics organizers on Friday unveiled a display of the five Olympic rings mounted on the Eiffel Tower as the French capital marks 50 days until the starts of the Summer Games. The structure of rings made of recycled French steel are being displayed on the south side of the 135-year-old landmark in central Paris overlooking the Seine River. I'm Joe Ramsey.